My guests today are Anna Peterson, a builder who makes houses out of blocks of straw, and Professor Martin Hart, who's researched using straw as a building material. Professor Hart, could I ask you about your research first?
Oh, please call me Martin. I'd been aware for some time that a few eco-friendly houses had been built using straw. Straw normally serves as animal bedding, but I discovered that not all of it is used for that purpose, and that there's potentially sufficient straw for a million new homes every year. So I set up an engineering research project with the aim of discovering whether this building material could be brought to the wider housing market. It's one thing building a single property, but bigger construction firms need millions of tons of material.
I read you built a row of straw houses, but they don't look like they're made of straw, do they?
No. The exterior walls are brick. The building method was to put up a wooden frame, then fill it in with blocks of straw. We could have added an outer layer of wood or plaster. Whatever you use, the straw walls themselves are great at making sure the house stays warm. The interior walls are just as straight as a conventional house. The bricks are there in order to resemble the style of housing already in place on the street where they were built. From the outside, you wouldn't know they're straw houses.
Not everyone was happy with your team's straw houses.
All the relevant fire safety tests had been done and had demonstrated beyond doubt the houses weren't a fire risk, so you'd have thought no one would have objected. We were open about the fact that the walls contain carbon dioxide, but people assumed that was a risk, whereas in fact, it's an advantage. You see, the carbon produced during the growing process is locked away in the straw, so that's actually good for the environment. Anyway, we tested the building's ability to support the weight of the floors and knew they were strong enough. So there were no concerns raised about that.
Thank you, Martin. Now, Anna, you've used straw as a building material for some time. Why is that?
I turned to straw about 8 years ago. My customers were all very happy with the wooden and stone houses I'd built for them, and I had no plans to change. Then one day I read about a woman in the USA who built her own house out of straw really cheaply. I thought the idea of straw houses could potentially go down really well with house buyers. And I've been proved right. At any one time I can have multiple projects on the go.
And you do the building work yourself?
Well, the first few I built, I was involved in everything from start to finish. Now I'm building 15 to 20 at a time. I have a wider role. But I'm actually a qualified carpenter. And on almost every house I build now, I work alongside the roofers. It makes me feel I've made a personal contribution to every house. And quite frankly, I'd rather do that than discuss how the project's going with the site supervisors.
Right. What's the main consideration for you when you're building houses?
Well, if you'd asked me a decade ago, I'd have said to build people a home with eye-catching features that were different to anything else. But my current focus is on making sure I employ only architects who produce plans that are completely straightforward. For me personally, the fact that my houses use renewable materials is just a bonus, to be honest.
So what's next for you, Anna?
My intention is to pass on the skills I've learned to other house builders so that they adopt this style of house building. The award I've won for my work has certainly created a lot of publicity for me nationwide. I'm confident people will be interested to learn, and then who knows, maybe one of them will find a way to make straw houses even cheaper.
Anna and Martin, huge thanks for joining me today.